This is the Coffee Commune podcast, where the coffee community comes to collaborate. Showcasing today another of our Coffee Commune members. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Coffee Commune podcast. My name's Rehan. Today on the show, we've got Angela Mackay. She is the creative and serial entrepreneur and the founder for At 11, which is a community that celebrates living creatively and specifically supports the intersection of art, life, and business. I'm super curious to hear a little bit more about what that is. She also runs a program called How to Practice, which is deeply based in neuroscience and is about mindset and tenacity and coping with change. Please make sure you listen to the end of the episode because Angela's got a really awesome idea about writing articles for businesses. And if you want to get involved and have an article written about your business, please make sure you listen to the end to find out how you can do that. Thanks, Angela, for being on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It's great to have a chat with you. We met very briefly, I think, once before.
But yeah, we did.
This is a chance for us to get to know each other a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what At 11 does?
Yeah, sure. So I thought I might start just with a tiny bit of background and lead into what At 11 is right now. So as we all know, all of us have been really affected by COVID and all the lockdowns. So just before COVID hit in Brisbane, I was set to open a beautiful creative space where there was going to be amazing workshops and business workshops and art workshops and all sorts of things. Unfortunately, it was literally due to open as the lockdown happened. And so the doors were never opened. It just couldn't happen. That particular building was a heritage listed building, and then it was just something that had to be completely shut down due to the restrictions, and then it wasn't reopened for quite a long time. So I wasn't able to go ahead and do that. And it's taken me a little bit of time to kind of work out, how do I formulate this now in a way that makes sense with how the world is now? So At 11th is my digital version of what was going to happen with that creative space, I guess. So the idea behind it is that it's a bringing together of artists, of business people, of entrepreneurs, of anyone with that brilliant idea that they want to launch but don't quite know how. And so it's all about connection and community. It's about collaboration. And it's about a real bringing together and celebrating the art, the business, and the life that happens in between.
That's a super cool idea. Who would use this idea? Who's the ideal person who would showcase their art or their ideas at 11th?
Wow. Okay. So I think there's probably two main groups of people. So on one hand, there's people who are really, really arty. I probably identify as that person. And maybe they are really immersed in their art. They might be highly trained in their art. They're really skilled. They might be a performer. They probably have some teaching experience, but maybe they haven't found the way that they want to bring their art to the world in a way that makes financial sense and life sense. And by life sense, I mean you have to have some kind of balance to make your life actually work. You know, every day you got to wake up and face whatever it is that you want to do in that day. Plus, you might have other commitments. You might have a family. You might have other things that you need to do, and you've got to have a way to pay the bills. So I guess it could be helping that person work out whether they want to use their art as the fuel for how they finance their life and their business idea, or maybe do they want to do something else and just make space for their art? And it's also about being able to build connections with other artists or maybe other business people who aren't artists but who love the art and might want to support and connect that, a bit like having a patron of the art, I guess. So forming those connections where people can actually really help each other, but also really, really benefit from the skill set that the other group might have.
For me, as an outsider kind of looking into this world, is it a common problem or a common issue where an artist might be really immersed in their art, but then struggles to bring it into the world? You know what I mean? I can be really good at drawing or painting or whatever it is, but I might not necessarily be very good at promotion and all the things that advertise my beautiful art.
Definitely. It's a really, really common problem. And It's especially an issue, unfortunately, in Brisbane and in Australia, because we just live in a country where we celebrate the beautiful outdoors mainly, and that's magnificent and wonderful, and I love all of that too. But it's sometimes very hard as an individual to find a way. Like, you might have the highest level skills in the world, you might have the most beautiful art or creative thing that you're producing, you might be the best at what you do, but if you don't know how to promote yourself, if you don't know how to market what you're doing and how to let other people know about it, then you're probably not going to have a good way of actually making money out of that. And it can be a really torturous process to work out how to do it, because while you're trying to work out how to make it into a business, you can't finance it. So I guess where my drive comes in is I also actually really love the business side of things. I love the marketing side of things, and I find it a very creative process in itself. So I've had a lot of experience doing my own marketing, but I've also had a lot of really amazing opportunities to work with other business people and in big and small industries. And so just really gotten to kind of see how to really take that little seed of an idea and go through the processes. And it can feel like all over the place when you start something, or when something's just this tiny idea and you don't know how it's going to end up, and you feel like there's not actually a pathway. Where I think I have the skill set and what I know that is really possible is that you can actually have a really strategic, specific pathway and a map. And I guess that's what Ad 11th is about. So it's for the arty-farty person and the super creative, maybe someone who's more immersed in the business side of things, maybe the financials or the accounting, who has that kind of training and skill set and interest.
That's absolutely me. I love the harmony of numbers, and I like order, and I like structure, and I like things to be, you know, like, I love the beauty of symmetry, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, numbers are very symmetrical, and yeah, so I guess maybe there is an art in something like that as well.
Oh, definitely. I would say for sure. Well, if you look at something like music, there's so much connection between music and numbers and the expression of that. And you can do the same with colour. So you can do the same with visual art. So I think the bringing together of the two seemingly really different things really actually makes sense and can make a business idea blossom and can actually make it really possible. And I guess I love the idea of creating a really realistic strategic pathway that is doable, rather than something that remains this idea that's 20,000 miles away that you might never attain because you don't know the steps to take. Yeah, so I guess it's all about bringing those beautiful ideas closer and making them really possible and creating space to celebrate beautiful things.
I'm super curious about the other side of this transaction, so to speak. Like, okay, so Ad 11th is like a digital space for artists to showcase their work. It seems like you're going to be able to assist with delivery of that and putting it out into the market. But the final piece of the transaction is the consumer of the art, or forgive me, but I know nothing about this world. How does that work? Who are the actual consumers of the product? Yeah.
Well, I guess that is partly what this is about. So if we go back to the idea of connection, then I think that everything in life, truly at the heart of it, is about connection. So if you can find that conversation that you need to have with that specific person who is actually really interested in investing in your business, say, but they didn't meet you until they had that conversation, it's that conversation that's the turning point. And I guess the idea of really enabling those connection points is what will make this really powerful, both from teaching people and enabling people how do you have the conversation, but also creating opportunities where they can have the conversation, networking opportunities. And yes, this is a digital space, but I'm also super keen to have in-person workshops as we can and yeah, really create opportunities for people to start dialogue about who they are, what they're doing, what they actually want, and help them to articulate that. Because that's the other thing that I think sometimes artists really struggle with. And I know I had to go through a really long journey of how do I actually speak about the thing that I want to do in a way that makes sense to somebody else? Makes perfect sense to me, but maybe it doesn't make sense to someone who I'm sitting across the table from, and you're interested in investing in my business idea. But how do I articulate that to you, and how do I understand what you need to hear so that you are really feeling comfortable and secure to go ahead or even to have more conversation about it?
I often feel like that sometimes when I'm talking about coffee things.
Yes.
and I feel like the concept that's in my mind, which is something that I'm trying to explain, the concept exists almost like it's like in a different part of my brain from where my language is coming from. And I'm like, I want to speak this idea, but the language is not coming from the same part of the brain as the idea. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh, totally. Definitely. Well, that's because it's an art, isn't it? All that beautiful coffee making and all your knowledge as well, because you'd have an extreme amount of knowledge from all the years that you've been doing this. And then to just express it in a really succinct way is actually really hard. I know this journey very much. So I guess something I feel really passionately about is really helping entrepreneurs find whether their artists have more on the arty side of things or whether they're really more strategically focused already, and helping them really articulate what that idea is. So something I feel really passionately about is helping young entrepreneurs especially. So one reason I think that you can feel like you're struggling when you're starting a business is there isn't a set pathway. It's not like you're going to uni and then you tick the boxes and then you go and work in this type of internship for a year and then you go and do this for 5 years. There isn't a set pathway. You have to constantly be forging your own. So sometimes the feedback loop is lacking in terms of, am I doing the thing I should be doing to move the needle the quickest? And I think especially when you're a really young person and you're still at school maybe, or you've just finished school, it can be really tricky to know. But I also think it's such a perfect time to be exploring those ideas because you are so young and you've got room and space to explore.
Sometimes
that.
It can feel like I've got 10 different things I want to execute and 10 different ways to do it. What do I do first and how do I prioritize that? And yeah, I guess that's often the hardest decision.
Definitely, definitely. And so I've experimented a lot with that order and where do you actually start? Like at some point you just have to make a decision and kind of dive right in to starting something, but you can't keep throwing spaghetti at the wall because that is very unsatisfying. And if you want also at some point you want some kind of result. And so something I feel really strongly about, particularly in light of COVID, is really making some opportunities available to young people. I mean, the job market has completely changed at this point in time, and our mental health has been seriously ravaged by COVID.
I can see this really means a lot to you. This is an important part of the conversation for you.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of young people have chosen to take their lives. And I know personally of a number of teenagers who that has happened to. And so something I feel really passionately about, which wasn't an original focus when I was opening the creative workshop space, is just to really create opportunities that help those young people, plus maybe the adults that are around them, to understand the opportunity that is here, right now. And I mean, if we're talking social media and digital platforms, our young people rule that space and they really have such a good handle on what it is because it's their world. And so I just wanted to give an example today of something I am doing along those lines. And this one involves my youngest son. So I have three boys and he is 14 and he's had this idea for a really long time where he wanted to start a bakery / cafe. And so he's called it Bartholomew's Bakery. One of the first things he learned to cook by himself was brownies. So it started with brownies and there's a lot of chocolate in his brownies, I have to say.
There's worse things you could put in your brownies.
Totally. So Bartholomew is actually a bear. It's his bear that he's had from when he was really young. It's on Instagram at Bartholomew's Bakery. So if you look on there, you'll see the photo of the bear. So what I'm using this as an opportunity to showcase is just how you can take the really specific steps and do it no matter how old you are or how young you are. And yeah, he's having a great time. So far we've just done a little pop-up stall prior to the last lockdown, and I'm helping him really focus on what are the steps that you need to take. So I will be putting them on the At 11th page and listing them out so that you can use them and just have a look and see maybe for some inspiration. And I just want to show you that really it can be actually a really simple process. It doesn't have to be super complex, even though, yes, of course, you have to put the work in, but it can be, the actual steps can be really simple, and they don't have to be really expensive every single time you do something new. And there's so many ways that you can market things in a really local way, in a really organic way, and that you can make these connections in a really genuine and authentic way that not only helps you with your business, but it could help in other areas of your life as well and create a beautiful support network too. So I guess I mentioned that because it is something I feel very passionately about. So I've had to shut the studio now, but I have had lots of years also of teaching experience. So I've worked a lot with young people and seen very, very strongly how powerful it is when they are enabled to act on their ideas and really can take their creative focus and really hone in on that, whether it's to make money or whether it's just to really improve their thinking capacity, to help their focus, to help their concentration and all those things. So that's just one example of the type of thing, but there's plenty of other opportunities for anyone of any age as well.
I'm super curious to know how the name At 11th came up. It sounds like there's a story there.
There is, and do you know, I wish I had written this one down. I didn't. So I will try and be as clear as possible. So you would probably be familiar with the saying at the 11th hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
last minute.
Last minute.
It's about to happen. Everything's about to go wrong. And at the 11th hour, some event happens.
Some event happens. Yes. So it can also be used in the other way, which is like at the 11th hour, you pull it out the amazing goods. So it can be like nothing's going right, everything's just about to crash, and bang, she pulls it out at the 11th hour and it's all happening and it's on, like the deal's on or the money appeared or something is solved, whatever it is. So it comes from, there was a guy, and if you look up, if you just Google guinea pig B, you will find this story. So it's a true story. So I think his name is Buckmeister Fuller. I'll give the links for the show notes so you can actually look this up. So he was a person who lived a number of years ago, and he went through a really sad time in his early life, and his daughter had died from an illness and he had had enough. He was about to end his life. And the story goes that he went for a walk along the river and he heard this voice. He attributed it to God. You can attribute it to however you like, but this is how the story goes. And basically the message that he received was that your life is not, I'm paraphrasing here, but your life is not your own, so you don't need to take it. And if you just trust that everything will work out, it may only be at the 11th hour, but if you do exactly what I ask you to do when you wake up every day and you do that thing, then you will find your purpose, essentially. Again, I'm paraphrasing.
That's a lovely message. We'll definitely link this in the show notes so that everyone can check it out.
And there's a woman who wrote a great blog post about it, so I'll send you the link for that as well. It's the nicest one. And so a number of years ago, I discovered that quote. And at the time when I read it, I just remember thinking, oh my goodness, that's speaking to me, but I didn't want it to. I was just like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the crazy spiritual tosspot, the weirdo. I don't want to be that person. As a quick little aside, my growing up story involves a lot of fundamentalist ideology, and I just didn't want to go anywhere near touching anything that reminded me of that. Anyway, so that was about 5 years ago, and I just remember, and just really recently, I just opened that book where I'd seen it and I'd totally forgotten about it, and it was bookmarked still. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that is it. That is what this thing is supposed to be called now, because I had a different name previously when it was the physical space. And it just made so much sense to me, especially in terms of everything that's happened for me personally with over the last 5 years and then with COVID. And it just, I think it's my calling, I guess. And I really see it as an amazing opportunity now to be able to really dive deep into that trust every day. Because, you know, it's so easy to go into just worry about anything, right? Whether it's finances, whether it's about the change that you want to make in your life, whether it's about a relationship, whether it's about anything at all, it's so easy to live constantly in a worry state, and it's so unhelpful and so unuseful, and it doesn't achieve anything. And yeah, so I feel really called to, I guess, be a conduit for that message and to try and live that.
So what does the next sort of 6 to 12 months look like for you? What are you hoping to achieve? What do you want to get going, get moving, get started with, or grow and develop? What do you want to do over the next 6 to 12 months?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely over the next 6 months, really establish at 11th as a strong, relatively local presence. So a digital, still an online format, but I guess with the option of having those business connections in person. So really promoting that, really creating that, and really being able to have the opportunity to write a lot and help other people promote their things and help them bring the joy to the world that they are here to do as well, but maybe help them articulate that in a way that is really cohesive and that helps them position themselves how they would like to be positioned.
How do businesses do that in terms of articulating their vision or in articulating what they want to achieve? Is that done through social media? Is that a video thing? Is there one way, or are there many ways to do that?
My personal belief is that there are many ways. And I think sometimes that feels like a big problem, because it can feel really, really, really overwhelming, because any time you're on your phone or you're on your device, there's 1,000 options that you could take. After going through a lot of steps myself to kind of work out, well, where am I at with that? I actually think, again, it can be super simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. And I think probably as an initial step, if you're listening to this and wondering what's something I could do today and you are wanting to promote yourself, as an initial step, whatever you're drawn to very naturally is probably a really great initial step for you. So if you are a fantastic conversationalist and you don't mind being in front of the camera, well, then make a video. Grab your phone, pop it up, make a video, put it somewhere. Practice it, just do it. If you are someone who much more prefers to write something and you love beautiful imagery, then maybe Instagram is for you. Or write an article. And I guess that's where I see myself coming in as well, because sometimes it's all well and good to say these things, but it's also really time consuming. And so sometimes it's great to have somebody else just be beside you, not do the work for you necessarily, but really just give you some arrows and point in the right direction of, okay, well, you know what I think you need? I think you could do with an article that goes into such and such a magazine or such and such a space, or maybe you need a little speaking spot at whatever, and just really kind of joining up those dots. One thing at 11th we'll definitely be doing is writing those types of articles. And that's something I love to do. And that's something that is not hard for me to do. I think as well, start with one main platform, whatever that is. And it doesn't always have to just be digital. I mean, we still have letterboxes. We can do letterbox drops. There's so many different ways that you can do it, really. But choose one thing and get good at that for a little bit of time. And then if it makes sense, it also has to make sense for your business and for whatever it is that you're wanting to put out into the world. It needs to be sustainable. So there needs to be some kind of process that makes sense for you. So if it takes you 10 hours to make a video, well, you're probably not going to put out 3 of them a week unless you have nothing else to do. So you've got to find some kind of process that really makes sense for you. And of course, if you practice it also, you'll get better at it. But yeah, as a starting point, find whatever you're naturally drawn to and just start mapping out a way that you can actually approach that.
That's very cool. Is there anything that you wish I had asked?
The reason I actually applied to come on the podcast was I listened to one of the first ones that where Phil was interviewing Nathan, I think his name is, the guy from the Junior Valley Chamber of Commerce. And he asked him, what's his favourite quote? And he didn't have one. And I was like,
let me ask you that question then. What's your favourite quote?
Thank you. Okay, so this is a quote from Claudia Black, who, not Claudia Black the actress, this is Claudia Black the author. And it's, trust yourself, your perception is far more accurate than you are willing to believe. So that's one of my favourite
ones.
I like that.
Trust yourself, your perception is far more accurate
than you're willing to believe.
What does that mean to you?
I think it's so easy to question yourself rather than going into the trust that I was referring to earlier. And to me, this doesn't just say throw caution to the wind and go blind. This says sometimes you might need to do that. But it also just says just trust, get quiet, get willing to slow down, to do the work on yourself that you need to do the work in your business or your life that you need to do, but trust what comes through at that point. Don't constantly question and re-question and re-question, because it's really easy to stay in that loop and it doesn't get you anywhere, because it just is this spiral that kind of really, really keeps you there. Yeah, so that's what that means for me. And it's something that I first discovered when I was going through a really bad time a number of years ago. And it really helped to just come back to that if you're in a time when maybe things don't make sense logically.
Angela, we've covered a lot of ground here. And it seems like At 11th covers and talks to a lot of different people, a lot of different communities, a lot of different age groups, businesses, artists, entrepreneurs. So how do we wrap all of this up into a nice, neat little bundle? What's your 2-minute elevator pitch for what At 11th does?
Right. So I really want to have impact in the art and the business community and create really easy ways for connection, collaboration, communication. And as well as that, I really want to offer some super specific trainings for entrepreneurs and artists. So I have a program called How to Practice, and this is something I developed in my music studio, but it's also something I've used a lot in corporate training settings. And it's all about mindset, tenacity, coping with change, creating change. So whether that change is learning something new, making a really tough decision in your business, or gathering the strength and courage to deliver on what you say you want to do, it works. It's based in neuroscience and it's really powerful. So if you want to find out more about that, How to Practice will be in the show notes as well, if you want to find out more about how you can access that program.
Really, really awesome. Thank you. That's been fantastic. For anyone that wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram and the handle is @ If you put it in, no, so it's the word @ @ and then 11th. Yeah, so @ 11th. Yeah, we'll link that in the show notes, definitely. And I'd love to have you. I'll be hosting a workshop where you can come along to the Coffee Commune, and if you have a business idea, or maybe you're an artist who wants to learn how to promote yourself better, or you would like to connect with other people in the community, then we would love to have you there. And the details for that will be in the show notes.
Fantastic. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Angela. It's been amazing talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Coffee Commune podcast. Remember to subscribe and rate this show wherever you're listening.